the Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of this fine show. So we're going to get your calls at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I think we'll start with Mark from West Bend. Welcome, Mark. What do you got for us?
Hi, Mark.
Hey. Hi there. Yes, I guess I was, you know, thinking about this, and it's just, this is happening so much, and I think the emphasis needs to be on how we can, we need to start being proactive and getting a lot of these unregistered guns and just, you know, guns off the streets. And I was just wondering if, like, maybe we could do nationwide or barricades. You know how they do barricades for drinking and driving if you get caught drinking and driving?
Hey, slow down, fellow. We don't want any of those around here.
But if you get caught driving around with an illegal gun, I think, you know, that should definitely be addressed. And
well, I mean, I don't want to be stopped and frisked, though, Mark. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I hear what you're saying. But even you know, stopping cars on the street to test, you know, randomly for alcohol consumption is a little too far gone for me. I mean, really, I mean, if that's how we're going to do it, we're just going to stop people because, hey, we're going to put up a stop point here and check everybody just because. I mean, that actually kind of plays into what a lot of the right are concerned about, an overreaching, overextended government.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, no, it's tough, dude. I hear what you're saying, but you,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know, and thanks for the call, dude. I appreciate you, you know, thinking in those regards and trying to come up with something. You've done more than every Republican that I've seen quoted today, kind of come up with something, anything to address besides thoughts and thoughts. Thanks, Mark.
844-967-2789. CJ, the other CJ from Beaver Dam, the better CJ. Welcome, CJ.
Hey, CJ.
Good afternoon, fellas.
Hey, man.
Hey, my first thing is any senator that says thoughts and prayers, I got a place where I can shove their thoughts and prayers.
Amen, brother.
And the next time you have my rep, Mark Bocan, on, I believe he represents Beaver Dam, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you got Fitzgerald, CJ.
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
Well, either I don't think he's ever been on the show. But anyway, it's a very simple solution. If you're on the federal no-fly list, which is moderated by DHS, correct?
I'm not sure who moderates, but I'll agree.
Department of Homeland Security. Argument.
Sure, yes, maybe.
Sure. Yeah. So
TSA, I don't know, but go ahead.
Just let's get with the DOJ, the ATF, and let's do a no-buy list. You get any health mental issues, make it mandatory for any mental health representative or psychiatrist or whatever, mandatorily report that, hey, this guy's thinking about or has made threats, because this kid's apparently already made a threat online or somewhere saying, I'm going to shoot something. So anytime you make a threat, it does not fall under the Second Amendment. And then the red flag would automatically either attain the weapons that they have or put them on a do not buy list that they can attain the weapons.
Yeah, but if someone's willing to, you know, I appreciate the sentiment and it would be a good start, CJ. But if the laws are so lax that you can buy a handgun out of the back of someone's trunk, that's really not going to solve the problem. You know, you might solve the legal channels, might be a little harder for a domestic abuser, let's say, to go get a gun. But if guns can be readily purchased on the black market, you know, there's still plenty of people that are going to have guns.
Okay, let me rephrase that. If I am bound and determined to shoot something up, I already do not have a gun. I've already got mental issues that are getting deep enough that if I have no lawful or unlawful record, I'm going to pass the background check.
Yeah,
but according to this individual, he's already had a psychological test and has already made threats before he even purchased any guns and before he was even turned 18.
Well, he actually purchased the guns, you know, effectively legally, as he was turning 18, and some of the ammunition as well. And that was like 3 weeks ago. I mean, the kid just turned 18. So he wouldn't have had like a criminal record as an adult, because if he had a juvenile record, he gets wiped clean. And short of having the gun store guy go and scour this 18-year-old's Facebook page, I mean, yeah, he made some postings the day he perpetrated, but I'm not clear that he left the bread trail all the way back and said, hey, sell me some guns. I got this really great plan to go shoot up an elementary school. And someone said, okay, here's the gun.
Thanks, CJ. I think from what our, and thank you all our callers and audience, and for real, and I really appreciate it. And these are, you know, we laugh and try to have a good time, but God, these are tough shows. You know, it is tough to, you know, contemplate and try to address these issues. But there's lots of areas for improvement. I think if there's one takeaway is that there are lots of places and little steps that we can take and lots of little areas that would help. Nothing's going to solve, because CJ, as you mentioned, if anyone wants to come in and go shoot something up, you know, you're not going to stop that. You can't stop it. What we can do is reduce it. We can make it a little bit harder for those things to happen. 844-967-2789.
For a moment there, I was worried you were chastising me for being fat, but let's continue.
Jeff from Madison. Not today, Crudy. Jeff, welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. Not a great week thus far, but I did drop something in the DM for you guys about class warfare, for a skit from the Daily Show, talking about, you know, preparing students for active shooters in the school. It's from 2007. It's a pretty good watch. It does have a Wisconsin tie to it, but you know, I was just thinking, you know, can't we have liability for the sellers and the purchasers? You know, maybe three or five sellers back. If a gun changes hands that many times, can we make those people liable for any crimes that are perpetrated with that weapon?
Well, maybe to the direct source, perhaps, Jeff. You know, if I sell Dom a gun, and Dom shouldn't legally own a gun, and Dom shoots Brian, yeah, maybe some culpability should fall back upon me. The guy that sells the drugs that kills
you. Right, thank you. Good point.
Is susceptible to prosecution under the Lenny Bias Law, or even supplies the drugs, or has sex with you for the drugs.
There's lots of ways to address these very terrible issues, and we appreciate your contribution and everyone's contribution today.
Way back earlier today, want to thank Charles Franklin, my fine guest, pollster extraordinaire, doing a Thursday edition. Dom, taking Friday off. I don't know if you knew that.
Wait, what?
Unless you're doing it without me.
We'll see. We'll see. I usually don't like to do that.
See you on Friday Eve.
Who are acting suspicious and paranoid? Where's the lunatics? Us! It's not them!
Insane and irresponsible.